This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is another first on What's on Your Mind. We are live and on location from Antler, North Dakota today. We've been a number of locations near here, but never Antler. And I'll post a photo on our Facebook page so you get an idea of my view today of doing the show. It is literally creekside. I could darn near reach out and touch the water of Antler Creek and some beautiful rocks here, a beautiful park. A park that has some great history here in Antler, North Dakota, and had been pretty much left to just, you know, be overrun by brush and everything else. And some community folks, neighbors, just got together and said, "We can't do this." It was, I think, part of their centennial year where they said, "Oh, we gotta bring this back." And just a real neat story we'll tell you a little bit about today on the program. We're also going to meet some of the sponsors, including the folks from the Bottineau County, Renville County Farm Bureau that have brought us up here. For their annual meeting tonight, Big Steak Fry tonight, 5 until 7, and here's the deal, you're invited. If you're in any of the surrounding counties here, or Bottineau or Renville County, you're invited to join us. They have over 300 steaks, they told me. I thought it was 300, and I thought that was tough, and now they said, no, we've raised the bar on you. And so, a good night to come on in, you know, it may be a little bit cool, but it looks like the rain is gonna stay away, and be a perfect night to come up here. A lot of interesting speakers that will make some short presentations on very important issues that are, you know, concerns really to growers that threaten the livelihood of farmers and ranchers in this part of the world. Things like Waters of the U.S., the Clean Power Plan. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor candidate with Doug Burgum, will be here tonight along with his family. His wife, father grew up nearby here, and the family farm is not far away, the Ashleys. So Brand is coming tonight with the whole family, and so it should be a lot of fun. They'll be 5 until 7 tonight, and they're going to get the presentations going about 5 o'clock, steak fry about 6 or so after the annual meeting. So come on up and join the fun. Find the Antler Memorial Park. See a beautiful part of North Dakota. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here today like a caged animal wanting to talk about things that are in the news. But on the other hand, have this immense calm from having driven these highways and byways around Antler the last couple of days getting prepared for this broadcast. And it really is a good place to decompress. It really is. I posted last night some photos and again this morning. And I said, what America needs is more places like Antler, North Dakota. And, you know, places like this Antler Memorial Park and the sense of community that you see here from people who say, you know, not gimme, 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 I need, come on, government, save me. But rather, hey, let's do this. Let's do this and let's put a couple of bucks in the pot and then some other people put some bucks in the pot and look what we'll do. And every penny they raise here from camping fees or anything else, they put right back into the park and build another shelter and do some more neat things with barbecue grills and, you know, the rodeo arena, which was filled with like 150 youngsters this weekend. It's really cool. And they call themselves the Antler Outlaws. They're a neat group. And so I'm, you know, the Big Steak Fry tonight. So hope you come up and join the fun and just soak in some of this beauty. I tell you, it's amazing. It's a great time of the year to be driving anywhere near where canola's is filmed. I posted or canola's planted, rather. I posted a photo this morning of, it's neat. You got to see it. It's on one side of a country road, you know, in canola field, and the other a flax seed. You just see that yellow and that bluish purple together against the beautiful sky, and we live in a beautiful state. And I said, you know, it's not work driving from place to place here in North Dakota. The people are great. We're the really the salt of the earth, so I enjoy it. And I love some of your comments already this morning saying, it is a beautiful place to live, isn't it? It sure is. And it's a good place to, while you sort out what's happening in this world, and you should, and you need to, and you got to get under that hood, okay? It's important. I'm not saying, you know, stick your fingers in your ear and go blah, blah, blah. We need to, but to process it and understand it and sort it out and kind of figure out the best way forward, I don't think there's any better place than here to do it. It just is great. Another listener said, farming and agriculture, the true and firm foundation of our state. Thank you. Thank you for this post. This is still home for me. Best summers in North America, says Joel. Tanya says, thanks for the all the salt you add with your amazing mind and heart to this world, Scott. Well, that's sweet. Kathy says, awesome photo. Thanks for sharing. So you can check that out if you haven't seen it. It's pretty. It's beautiful. By the way, I also have a video that I was thinking about posting. I haven't decided. I was actually going to ask one of our tech guys if I could get it up. It's about a five-minute video from Kildare while the hail is pouring down. And the reason I haven't put it up yet is... the language is a little salty, speaking of salt of the earth. But I don't know that I wouldn't have uttered some of the same words, given the fact that this was happening to this person's
page.
Home.
I mean, I have no problem with that. Put it on my page.
Okay, we'll put it on Todd's page. There we go. I'll send it to Todd. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, here alongside me as always, riding shotgun, Manny answering your calls as well. It's unbelievable what help it happened there. It really is. So keep those folks... in your thoughts and prayers, one headline, Bismarck Tribune today says, Kildare, like a war zone, fist-size hail batters community into shreds. One friend of mine has some manufactured housing community there for workers up there, and you look at those homes, they're just destroyed. You know, unbelievable. In this particular video that I'll share with Todd, you can see it on Todd's side because he doesn't mind the swearing. I'm not trying to be Lily White or some of those words I've said on occasion, but it's just, you know, you don't know who's going to come across the Facebook page. I was going to put it up.
Who would you expect to have swearing on their Facebook, Scott or Todd? Hey, that's a no-brainer.
Well, I don't mind putting it up, but I do worry about, you know, ears that shouldn't hear those words, but, you know, I was trying to figure out how we could silence
them. Well, I always put a warning, you know.
A little warning that, yeah, you might want to...
bugs you, don't even start it, but if
just
it does...
But it is fascinating, so it starts outside showing what's happening, and you see first the hail... And then you see, you know, branches coming down with the hail where there's as much green as there is white from the hail. And then they turn back inside and you see the hail that has taken out, you know, like these blinds. Yeah, where literally the blinds are shredded. So not only is, you know, the windows busted, but the blinds are absolutely shredded as well coming aside. So imagine that raining down on you. Incredible. So we're thinking of those folks as well. Monsignor Shea yesterday mentioned that on the program. He from the University of Mary, our guest yesterday in the program, and talked about some friends of his that he'd heard from. Pretty incredible. But to actually see it as something. I mean, we all hear about hailstorms and then actually see it, I don't know. So I guess my question today, before we crank up the calls here today, is do you feel blessed living in North Dakota? Do you take this for granted or do you feel blessed? And as we've talked this morning, you know, a little rain shower that was rolling through here, the clouds break, the sun breaks through, and when that happens, I just sit there and I feel blessed. I really do. Now, I imagine somebody listening in Iowa says, well, when the sun breaks here, and I feel blessed here too. But and maybe you just naturally feel blessed where you live. I don't know. But I'm going to continue to be a homer. With apologies to my native Minnesota and to listeners, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, you know, Montana, wherever you're listening up in Canada, and tell you that this is a special place. It really is. And you look at how very often, I'll just take a benchmark of the economy. While it's slowing down now, off of incredible highs, when you grow 15 and 20% a year and you come back a few points, it's not any fun. But it's still very different than everywhere else. And I know a lot of people pretty smart on the financial world that say, we're not done with a bumpy road nationally and may have a recession. Things may get worse before they get better. But we always even out those bumps here. So whether it's our beauty or whether it's just how things are run, I feel pretty blessed. And I hope you do too. And I think when you recognize the beauty and the special place we are, when something like Dallas happens or, you know, Falcon Heights or Louisiana or any of these incidents, Ferguson, Missouri, you gain a perspective that helps you put all that, you know, into a place that doesn't send you down a spiral, in my mind. So some things I'm thinking about today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome yours as well. 800-228-0550. Let's crank up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Do you feel blessed? And being here in all this beauty, does it help put what's happening in perspective for you? Tom in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, my wife and I just last weekend went up to the Peace Gardens, and we drove through many, many fields of canola, like you said. It just gorgeous. It was so gorgeous. I know it. I know every state has its beauty, but I am a recent. I think I've mentioned this before. I'm recently moved over from Minnesota, and it's just different. And I know those people over there. There's some very, very good people in Minnesota. In every state there is, but there is something special about North Dakota.
Sure is. Well said, Tom. Thanks, and what a neat drive. I think all those years I drove Highway 2 and didn't much go off north or south. Boy, there's a lot of beauty north and south of Highway 2. Tom, thanks. More coming up from Antler today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are back in Antler, North Dakota. We're live at the Antler Memorial Park in a beautiful little shack here. A little hunting lodge on steroids, this thing. It's just unbelievable. The main attraction here at the Antler Park along the Antler Creek. Beautiful day. Big event tonight, 5 until 7. I really consider it one of the great honors of my life to have the microphones that lead all the way to 550 K Fire, K KLTC in Dickinson, KTG over in Tioga, AM 1100, Fargo-Moorhead in the Red River Valley, and be able to visit with the listeners we do and hear from the listeners we do, but most especially meet the listeners. And so this is why I love opportunities like tonight with this steak fry to meet folks. So do me a favor. If you listen and you're kind of thinking, should I go, should I not, just come up. And please say hello and let me know where you're from and any input on the program. Really enjoy meeting folks. So good opportunity to do it tonight. The steak fry will cost you nothing. Leave your wallet at home. The Bottineau County, Renville County Farm Bureau, along with some great sponsors. We're going to meet some of the folks here today. Charlie Adams from Hefty Seed is here. We'll talk with Charlie in a little bit. I see him tailgating all the time at NDSU Bison football games. We're out there with the Cloverdale Big Flavor trailer. Craig Biersbach from Northern Plains Equipment. He'll sell you some sharp red iron. We'll talk with him a little bit here today. Daryl Lees from the Farm Bureau. Dan Beyer from Farm Credit Services in North Dakota here as well. Jason Bohr from Lignite Energy Council going to be here. They'll be one of the presenters tonight talking about the clean power plan and what that could mean for your power bill. And we'll talk with Tom from the Bottineau County Farm Bureau as well about the festivities tonight and everything happening and what you need to know. So we're going to be doing that in a little bit. Do you feel blessed to live in North Dakota is my question today. And when you're out soaking in all this beauty, does it help you put some perspective on it? You know, after Dallas happened that night, I told a story about how I was consumed with every minute of what was happening. And my daughter came up and shut the TV off at about 11:30 at night. And I about, you know, snapped. I said, well, why'd you do that? And she said, because it makes me sad. And then I thought, yeah, you dumb, dumb dad. You're not even spending any time talking to a 13-year-old girl who's trying to process all this. You're worried about what's happening. So I finally decided, thank goodness she shut the TV off and had a conversation with her. And I said, well, why does it make you sad? And she said, they're trying to protect us, and we're killing them. See, she didn't see black or white. She saw police officers who try and protect us, who she cherishes as being killed. But she said, we're trying to kill them. So my instant knee-jerk reaction was to say, well, we're not trying to kill them. You know, Black Lives Matter and the people that are, you know, protesting. And I thought, she's right. It's us. And if we see it that way and understand why they think the way they do, we might be able to do this better. You don't get that kind of insight as a 51-year-old fossil that just does what I do unless you spend some time clearing your head a little bit. And that could be driving the prior roads of this great state, or it could be chatting with a 13-year-old little girl. I think if I'd spent some more time thinking that way, I might have thought like the police chief of Dallas has. Listen to what he said. I thought this was fantastic. This guy isn't running around pointing fingers. He isn't blaming anybody. He isn't ticked off mad. Listen to what he said.
Become a part of the solution. Serve your communities. Don't be a part of the problem. We're hiring. We're hiring. Get off that protest line and put an application in. And we'll put you in your neighborhood and we will help you resolve some of the problems you're protesting about.
How profound is that?
Love it.
Be part of the solution. Look, he's talking. How many of those people you think at the protests all around the country don't have a job? I happen to believe a lot of them are professional protesters. This isn't about something they're mad about. This is about fueling the fire, if you will, of civil unrest with folks like George Soros and others profit from. Okay, so that's why they write big checks to these groups to be able to get this astroturf. So I don't think, however, there is people there that feel, you know, really out of sorts about all this, that truly are protesting because they don't know any differently than, hey, I see people being shot because they're black. I don't happen to believe a police officer shoots anybody because they're black. It's probably happened. But I don't think it is a widespread problem. But they see that, so that's what they believe. So you can shout, get to work, or you can say, hey, let's talk about this. Do you need a job? Why? Look at all the positions that are open in police departments, in neighborhoods, that are majority black where you could go in and make a difference. Now you got a job. Now you got a retirement fund. Now you got a pension. Now you got gainful employment. Now you can take care of your family, start a family, and you can be part of the solution in those communities. Absolutely brilliant. Another guy is getting just blistered right now, Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, for the following comments. Roll this.
Hey, yeah, Black Lives Matter. That's inherently racist.
Well, I think there are...
Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter. That's anti-American, and it's racist.
He's getting a lot of grief for that. Now, I honestly, and I want to ask Manny this question. Is he wrong? In other words, if I have an organization called White Lives Matter, haven't I excluded everybody else? Am I not racist? And so what he's saying is Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, all, that's inherently racist. Just in the name of the organization to somehow suggest one life matters over another. Is he right? That question is for everybody, but I wouldn't mind Manny answering it either. If you're answering it, I can't hear you. Maybe Manny stepped
in. He might be busy.
You guys have to do other things besides just make sure the show runs on time, right?
Every once in a while, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe he just doesn't have anything to say.
I don't think...
I was multitasking there, my apologies.
You're multitasking, yeah. No, I was just asking you, is Rudy Giuliani wrong to say Black Lives Matter is racist? No different than if you said White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter. Inherently, in that statement, he's saying that that's racist. Would you agree?
I would disagree. I think the term racist just gets thrown around way too loosely nowadays. I think it just gets thrown around way too loosely. I think people just use it as a way to get some sort of point across, and I don't know if people really truly understand the meaning of it. And
well, I would agree with you on that. And I think, you know, an organization that is concerned about, you know, black-on-black violence or, you know, cops that are acting inappropriately to the extent that happens, I think is a small percentage of incidents, but it happens, great. But to say Black Lives Matter, I agree with Rudy Giuliani, is to somehow suggest only Black Lives Matter. It's you know, if you said White Lives Matter.
That's not the message, though, Scott.
But that's the name of the group, right?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. That's right. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. And we love doing it. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO in the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson too. 855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment for you.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. We're back in Antler, North Dakota. What's on your mind? Getting set for tonight's wonderful event here at Antler Park. Antler Memorial Park for Steak Fries, sponsored by the Bottineau County and Renville County Farm Bureaus. Tell you more about that in just a moment. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, next week, we'll be on the road again. Tuesday, Mandaree. Wednesday, the Four Bears Casino Marina Newtown for a big fishing derby. And then Thursday in Stanley for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest that the North Dakota Petroleum Council puts on. And our friends at Choice Financial, our lead sponsor for the big event. I am really looking forward to meeting a whole bunch of folks out there. Again, Mandaree on Tuesday, Newtown for the Fishing Derby Wednesday, and Stanley on Thursday. If you've not been to a Bakken Rocks Cookfest, here's what you need to know about it. It's barbecue. It is music. They have some live music. And all of it's free. A lot of things they give away are, you know, all kinds of trinkets and different things. There's some great speakers in the Bakken Forward information sessions that will happen. This all goes from 4 until 7. Starts at 4 o'clock. But you've got Ron Nesson, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesson from Nesson Consulting Services, Len Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources, Justin Kringstead from the Pipeline Authority. And it's just wonderful. It really is. And I want to thank our friends at Choice Financial. We're going to set up a little Choice Financial studio at each of the events. People first. Giving back to the communities. That's what they do. Find some great examples at Choice Financial Group / People First or on their Facebook page. They are new to Western North Dakota, but their roots run very deep, over 100 years throughout North Dakota. North Dakota's number one ag leader, ranked number two in the U.S. out of 700 banks, between $1 billion and $10 billion by Standard & Poor's, and recognized regularly by their employees as well. Choice Financial, bringing you our special broadcast next week. All right, we are in Antler, as I mentioned today. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. So, Manny, just finish your thought on that point. I think we're talking about two different things. Rudy Giuliani is saying the name Black Lives Matter is racist, no different than, you know, any other ethnic group would be if you labeled it that. I think you're talking about the mission of the group, what they stand for versus the name. Are you saying Rudy should just forget about political correctness and let it call whatever he wants? Did I lose Manny again? Todd, you're going to have to speak for Manny. Poor guy's having to do so many things. It's just not even fair. I think what Manny was saying, we talked a little during the break, he was saying, hey, you don't like political correctness, right? Well, then what is Rudy Giuliani gotten politically correct all of a sudden now? Is he, you know, Mr. Wine because of the name?
Right. That's the
that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you're saying the mission of the group is noble. You like the you know, what, first of all, I don't know what they stand for because I've heard them chant horrible things about,
Well, that
dead cops is what we want now, and then nobody in leadership of the group says, "Wait a minute, stop! Don't do this!" You know,
right. And that falls into what I was saying before about I don't agree with the way they go about doing some of the things that they do. But the original message of it is not to say, because I hear it a lot, you know, and I've heard you guys mention it a lot, you know, well, all lives matter. Well, that's not, when somebody says Black Lives Matter, they're not saying that other lives don't. What they're saying is Black people feel like they've been not treated fairly. They've been treated unfairly as opposed to other cultures. And what they're
I want to unpack that sometime, because I think that's that way of thinking. That's what I'm talking about, getting out and looking at some canola fields on your way to Antler and clearing your head. Because, you know, anybody, and I'm not just talking about Black people, I'm talking about anybody. I mean, I have family members in this category who live their lives feeling as though they're a victim. Right? That, oh, I'm getting a jam job, and this is a bad deal, this is awful, this is terrible. And you know what? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You just end up in that pity party, you know, and cycle down. It doesn't work. So I don't know if that's the best message overall. I get incidents where you'd say, what the heck happened there? I totally get that. But I don't think it then should say the entire race should feel as like, hey, we're being targeted. But let's pick this up another time. I want to talk about it in great detail. John and Minot wanted to weigh in on the Rudy Giuliani deal. John, your thought? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani was absolutely right, and I don't believe that he was just talking about the name. I think he was talking about the mission also as being racist. And all you have to do is look at what happened to Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail. When he said all lives matter, they charged the stage, they took his microphone away from him, and they said, this was a couple months ago, if you remember this, all you got to do is look it up. And they said, no, all lives don't matter. Black lives matter. And from that time on, Bernie Sanders changed his tune. And he wasn't, and he hasn't been the only one that's happened to. You remember that soldier in Minneapolis who got beat up by a bunch of Black Lives Matter demonstrators because he didn't sing the right tune when they were talking? Do you remember that story or not? Because I do. And I can tell you this, if you were to start an organization tomorrow that said, or a week from now, or even a month from now, that white lives matter, you'd be called every name in the book, including a racist.
Yeah, I do. So, there is a double standard. There's no doubt about that. My point is, we waste a lot of bandwidth and energy and time debating that stuff.
Okay, but Scott, here's
the
thing.
And that's why I think it's so stupid to sit there and criticize Rudy Giuliani for saying what to me is obvious, and then going back and forth. Yes, Manny?
Okay, but here's the thing, though. That, what John just said, that falls into the same thing when people look at the channel BET and they say, well, why isn't there a white entertainment channel? It's like tunnel vision. Like you're not understanding that.
Well, I don't put that into that. I've never heard somebody say that or criticize that. To me, that's just serving a marketplace. You know, you're finding a niche and you want to be an expert in a particular area.
But that's what I'm saying. People do say stuff like, well, why isn't there a white entertainment channel? Because white entertainment channel is everything else.
Well, I was going to say, that's why there's CMT or fill in the blank with whatever.
So, we have a Manny supporter from Bismarck. I like it when they just refer to themselves as Manny supporters. Manny, you're up. Manny's supporter, rather. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I feel bad for all the bashing Manny's getting here. It's like you guys have made him, what, the token black guy to speak for all black people in the world. You're putting a lot of pressure on him, especially considering we're right here in white North Dakota. Up until recently, it was hard to find people of any other color in North Dakota. And a lot of you people that are promoting this big boom that we've been going through secretly are grumbling about all the non-white people that this big boom has attracted.
Don't speak for me. Don't speak for me about what I'm grumbling about. I mean, I don't know. You know, when you say secretly grumbling, how do you know?
You're also very rude as a host. You cut people off. This isn't the Scott Show. It's the What's on Your Mind Show. You need to learn to talk less and listen more. It's not about your opinion. That is wrong. You are not Rush Limbaugh. This is not your 2 hours to speak your political agenda. This is a forum where we are supposed to be able to speak our agenda.
You're right,
agenda.
And people do every day.
Quiet and listen, and you don't. And when you're put into a corner where you don't know what to say, up comes the music, and in comes the break, and then...
The breaks are at hard times. They never change. Watch your clock every day.
We got a few conspiracy theories going on. Just so you know, you didn't give your name. Do you want to give your name so I can refer to you by your name?
I'm a Manny supporter, and tomorrow I'm going to be the truth. I'm going to make sure that your program stays on even keel.
I appreciate Scott, Manny. I just like referring to people by their name.
Is Scott anti-Manny?
It sounded earlier like he's putting a lot of heat on Manny to stick up for the Giuliani guy. And I'm pretty sure that the reality is there was one word omitted. Maybe it should have been Black Lives Matter 2. Maybe that would make it all better for the simpletons that want to focus on Black Lives Matter. Of course, all lives matter, but the sad thing is, for the longest time, white people have had control. And you know that as a white person. So to sit there and be insensitive to these other groups that are saying, you know, we matter too. In America, we matter too, is really very narrow-minded of you.
Well, I don't think that's a fair description of what we do, but just so you know, and Manny, speak for yourself. I'm not trying to put Manny on the spot. Manny's a friend. He's a part of this program, and honestly, I like asking him.
Tolerating your questions, because sometimes your questions to him are so they're so white that it's like you don't even hear what you're saying.
I can't change my whiteness, so that's why I ask the question from the perspective that I have, and he answers
them. Try to open your mind. Try to close your eyes. Try to quit looking at the colors and try to open your eyes to what's real, what's happening in your heart. That's what you should be focusing on. And if these cops want to take it back, what's really going to change everything is when a good cop is no longer afraid to stand up to a fellow cop and say, what you're doing is wrong. That's what's going to regain it, just like the Pope had to do with the church. You know, there are a lot of bad things happening in the church. Well, when the Pope finally acknowledged that and said, you know, there are some bad eggs in this and we need to fix this, then people go, okay, well, maybe we can start taking this seriously again. And so if you really want to take this seriously, what we need to pray for is strong cops that are willing to look at their fellow bad cops and say, you're not going to drag the rest of us down anymore. This isn't going to happen.
Well, again, but we're talking 99 to 1. I don't disagree that the 99...
Where do you come up with that statistic? Where do you come up with that statistic, 99?
Where do you come up with yours?
There again, I believe from watching... Let's go all the way back to Rodney King. I mean, let's go back to when this really, really... broke when America.
I actually don't have time to go back to Rodney King, unfortunately. I have about 30 seconds. Just so you know, I don't have any choice of when the music starts. The music starts when it does, and it's about to. So I'll give you a final 20 seconds to wrap up your thought, and then we're going to have to go. But I can't go back to Rodney King.
No, you should go back to Rodney King. If you figure out, go to the powers that be, because that's where this really all started for our generation. We watched what happened to that poor man, and we watched the people that did it not get any punishment. So, you know, could you imagine if that had been your family member?
All right. That's the final word from the Manny supporter. And next time you call, look forward to a conversation about how people don't get a chance to speak their mind, because I'm pretty sure he just got 4 precious minutes there, maybe 5. And we have other calls waiting to weigh in. We're going to talk with our guests from Antler, North Dakota today and get you up to speed on what's happening tonight from 5 until 7. What's on your mind? Let us know. Live from Antler today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, you are at higher risk of heart attacks, cancer, and stroke. And secondhand smoke is even more dangerous to people with medical conditions like asthma or heart disease. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit SmokeFreeHousingNDE.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Make this the year that you attend one of the Bakken Locks Cook Fest. Here's the scoop. Tuesday the 19th, the Mandarin. Thursday the 21st in Stanley. Free and open to the public. Free barbecue, free music, great music. Tin Star in Stanley and ND22 in Mandarin. The barbecue's fantastic. There's Bakken info sessions with Q&A, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and more. 2 to 4 p.m. with the information sessions. 4 to 7 for free barbecue, live music, and lots of fun. Mandarin on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. See you there.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Slipped back down to Minot last night after setting things up here in Antler. I just thought I'll take one more night at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. And I felt like Linus walking into the lobby because I had my pillow with me. You know, it wasn't the blanket, but it was my pillow. And I can't go anywhere without this thing. Just fabulous. And if you're feeling the same way, the 4-for-1 deal is still on. It's just for our listeners. And you call 800-506-9028, mypillow.com. My wife actually was with me this weekend. They went back after the family reunion, and she had her MyPillow, but she forgot it. So I have both of them.
So, and our daughter forgot a baby. She had a little, one of these little, I don't know what you call them, but she had a little baby in the car. So I sent a picture yesterday saying the baby is happy you forgot your My Pillow, dear, because it's sleeping very well. Oh, my sense of humor is not good. Anyway, if you want one too, so you can send pictures like that to your family and sleep better, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. We're also brought to you today by our friends at B-Mobile. And B-Mobile has locations all throughout Minot, right next to, it was next to the Target location there at the Dakota Square Mall in Minot, but also I saw a North location on 83, and they're everywhere. They're over here in Botno, they're in Bemidji, they're Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, but North Dakota, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Fargo, besides their Minot locations. And they have this new product called Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer, online at bmobile.com. We'll be in Antler tonight for the Botno County and Renville County Farm Bureau annual meeting. 5 until 7 is all the fun tonight here at Antler Memorial Park. Come on by. Have a great time. We're going to meet some of our sponsors in just a minute here as well. You can't hay or spray today anyway, so you might as well be here and take in all the fun at the Antler Park. We'll be here all day, but tonight's the fun from 5 until 7 with a steak fry, and it's free. I repeat, free. What a deal. Okay, so, Todd, you had some emotions during the break about that last caller. Why were you angry? Why were you upset? What's the deal?
I don't think you cut callers off unless, of course, we're hitting that hard-timed break, in which case there's no choice. We can't.
Well, just because he says we cut callers off doesn't mean we do. I think the vast majority of listeners get that, don't you? I'd
like to think that. I certainly hope people do. We let him go. I mean, he's the perfect example. If we're cutting callers off, we'd have cut him off.
We try and live every day the name of this program, What's on Your Mind. I'm much more interested in what's on your mind. I think people come here because they say, hey, help me sort this out, Scott, Todd, Manny, what do you think? Right? So we end up giving our opinions, but I'd be very happy if I didn't say one thing other than, who's next on What's on Your Mind. So really, don't mind that at all. Let's take a couple of calls here, and then we're going to meet our sponsors. Joseph and Edgley, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, good morning, guys. That last guy that was on, he sounded so black, pun intended. Anyway, the facts are there's more crime per capita in the black communities. Secondly, he talks about white privilege. Look at Chicago. It's all black. Mayor, governor, I believe, I'm not sure. But look at that community. It's all black. So you can't really talk that way. And look at the trouble they're in.
Joe, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I'm going to keep going because I have a bunch of calls in a short window here. I just wish we could get beyond this. I really do. That's why I'm going to go back to how I started the show. I do love living where I live. Somebody texted, you still love your job after listening to that guy? Of course. I do. But I do think we need to figure out a different way to talk about this. And we get caught in the same ruts. Frank in northern Minnesota, you're next. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. You do a pretty good job over there.
Thank you.
And as far as that Nanny guy, or is it Manny?
Manny, yep, M-A-N-N-Y.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was Nanny because he thought he wanted the government to take care of him. I think you can send him My Pillow so he gets a good night's rest.
I don't think Manny ever asked for the government to take care of him.
No,
did you, Manny?
I
might have missed
have.
That memo.
No. Never have.
No, I'm talking about the caller.
We called him Manny's, what did we call him again, a friend of Manny?
Manny's
he didn't
supporter.
Want to say his name. Manny's supporter, yeah. Jock supporter, Manny supporter, that kind of. No, I didn't mean that connection.
No,
no,
really,
that probably wasn't
you
a good
had
connection.
To go there.
I didn't mean to go there. I just was trying to, you know.
No, I mean we all got to pull together to get this thing going because if everybody's 97 million people not working, how are they going to pay? Well, how is the other 100 and some million going to pay for all them guys to keep not working? We all got to get to work, pay taxes, live the dream. That's what we need.
Frank, call again. Appreciate chatting with you. Ed and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was in L.A. when, beaten. And in the trial, and in 99% of all discussions, only 5 minutes of that tape was ever showed. He was on, Rodney King was on PCP, which can break bones of the person because they don't feel pain. To get him subdued, they had to do what they were doing. The Black Lives Matter is a total farce. It was a put up, and it was proven by the grand jury that the guy did not raise his hands, did not say don't shoot. And it's all absolutely political and run by the blacks to make us better, make them better than they are.
But when you say make them better, what you're suggesting as though it's us versus them. And that's the stuff that really bugs me. You know, that, well, that sounds inherently racist. I don't like the organization and what they stand for the reasons you point out. But to say it's all about them versus us, that's right. I bristle. More from Andler. Let's have some fun. Talk about more pleasant topics like a big steak fry tonight up here and a lot of beauty at this Antler Memorial Park when we come back. Don't go away. I want to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.